Good morning, everyone. We'll get started. I have nothing outside of the board's agenda, so we'll go to it. There's really just the same routine until item five, presentation pictometry. Jody had asked that we put a pictometry presentation underneath that item. So go down to new business. First item, consideration of IFB 21C001, courthouse sidewalk. I'll take that. We had no bidders respond to that. Item B, consideration of 22C001, medium utility vehicle. We had one response from John Elway out of Denver for a Chevy Blazer. I spoke with Sarah, and I believe her last name is pronounced Dudgian, because she's also the one that signed off on the state bid, John Elway bid, and they were awarded that for the same vehicle. And the state bid, I think, is about $1,500 to $2,000 cheaper. So I told her that we would most likely go off a state bid rather than the bid that she submitted for that vehicle. The GCRS, item C, Paula removed that. That's not ready to go. Consideration of IFB 22A001 paving at the airport. Walsenburg Sand and Gravel had the least expensive bid on that. I will take that. The OBCCs for the next three, Kirk's office, somebody else's office. Item H, consideration of the L3 DOS aviation lease. I'll take that. We're just renewing DOS's lease out there at the airport for the two offices. Consideration of CDOT inventory, that's our HETF road inventory we submit every year to the state. I'll take that one. Consideration of the Board of Commissioners chair. And over the weekend, I added vice chair to that. I'll start that, but the commissioner is going to end up having a discussion and then a consideration on that. K, I'll take that one. That's just an annual submittal of our Branson Pitt information. L, Monument Lake addition of optional premises. I believe that's regarding the liquor license that the board approved for. No, I don't remember the name of the company up there. But I think there wasn't three more optional premises under that liquor license. M and N are both just letters of support for Barney. I'll take those. Consideration of San Isabel, that's been removed. P, consideration of the resolution 22013. There's Trinidad Ambulance District submitting their license request for renewal. Q, consideration of fire ordinance. That's removed. Still have quite a bit of work to do on that. Our discussion of pictometry contract, I'm really not sure what that's about. We're asked to put it on, and I haven't looked at the agenda to see exactly what Jody may have submitted to us. S, consideration of Southern Colorado Economic Development District membership. One of the commissioners or a couple of commissioners talked about perhaps joining SCED, and I believe the fee for us to join them is a little under $3,600. Consideration of leaded fuel. Brandy will get that to us. Bills and payroll, that'll be Christie's. Executive session, the Bakken Land Trust. That's a property over there by the Mason's, the old Mason candy store that the county owns that may end up wanting to auction off. And then exit two under item A. Conferring with the county attorney, that has to do with some issues going on up there at exit two. I think that is it. Okay, Bob, you're first in line.
Nothing special. We're still busy with done a lot of building permits. I thought it slowed down after the first of the year, but we're almost up to 20 for the month of January. And then I have one or two possible SUPs coming up probably within the next 30 or 60 days. So that's about it right now.
What are the SUPs regarding? Do you know yet?
One, vacating County Road. And one of them is a possible business up on Highway 12. But I haven't got the official application in for both of those, but I've talked to both of them.
Okay. Kim?
Closing out 2021, giving out W-2s and 1095s today. I have several job openings between Road and Bridge, DHS, and the assessor. The man, Mr. Riley, who wanted us to sign off on that letter on exit 2, indicated he may come in for public comment tomorrow. Just wanted to give you a heads up on that, and that's all I have.
All right, thank you. Christy?
Just to let you know that I don't know if you've worked on it, but Bob gave me another bond for, I think, is it the SUP or for oil and gas? I thought you were going to look at that in the contract because $5,000 isn't enough to cover the. So I just wanted to tell you that I got another check for $5,000 for a bond that I'll actually journalize. But I thought we were going to look at rewording the policy.
Bob, will you do that where it requires a $5,000 bond, or I think there was also an option.
I thought we were going to ask for insurance.
Pardon?
I thought we were going to change it to where they have to get an insurance policy instead of just $5,000. Because if they do more than $5,000 in damage on the roads or whatever, you're not going to get the full benefit.
No, but I think a bond takes care of that. If we raise the bond up to, I don't know, $25,000, $30,000. How's that work, Bob?
It's in the oil and gas regulations. They, at the time that it was written, they require either a $50,000 blanket bond or a $5,000 bond per well. So we have to come in and amend the oil and gas regulations if we want to increase the bond for one well and the $50,000 for a blanket bond.
So a blanket bond would cover any and all work that the company is doing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's something I think we need to talk to the board about, because those, if they tear up a culvert or tear up a bridge or anything like that during a routine work, that $50,000 won't go very far. So can you make a note and come up with some kind of language that you think might be appropriate? I don't know, maybe $150,000, $200,000 bonds. See what other counties who have a lot of oil and gas wells, the Garfields, see what they've got, maybe mimic what they've got.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you. Thanks, Christy, for reminding me.
Sure. I'm also going to try to work on the ARPA funds, maybe do an upload just to see how it works today, even though I know it's not due till April, but I'm going to try to do it today. And then today's the last day for the grant application. I will submit that to you as soon as I have all of the applicants, okay, Phil? And other than that, I'm just doing my regular duties.
Okay, and then I think tomorrow is the first day for the energy impact grant applications to start, and I believe they're due by either the end of the February or the first of March. Anybody with any ideas on what we can go after, let me know.
What is the dollar amount?
$600,000 tops.
Okay.
And I was thinking maybe on the HVAC doing $600 this round, a $750 for The August round, I believe it is August or September, one of the two. And then go after underfunded before the end of the year. And maybe use some ARPA monies to match. I don't know. Or to help offset some of the costs.
Okay. If I'm saying, I'll look and so, and if you decide you want to do that, let me know and I can fill out whatever you need.
All right. Anybody else with any ideas, either email me or call me or something. Paula?
You had a question on the pictometry. Pam did, or Jody did not submit anything to me to put into the packet. I had asked her if Pam had reviewed, and she said she was getting ready to send that to Pam for review. So that was the last I heard of any kind of documentation.
Okay.
That's why I think that's why we left it as a discussion and not a consideration.
Okay.
And I have a doctor's appointment at 11 today, and then I've got one at 3 o'clock with my sister-in-law on Wednesday. And other than that, it's just my general duties. I'm finally getting caught up with minutes from that I hadn't. I had two sets for DHS because of the holidays and stuff, but I'm finally getting caught up with that stuff.
Okay, thank you. Kenny?
Just general stuff. On the second floor in the clerk's office, we got to move the furniture back where they were because the guy from the caulk that we're doing the caulking on the windows is done up there. And we have some stuff that we need to fix at the jail. Just, you know, just general stuff that pops up.
Okay.
And then also, Phil, did you say that the San Isabel lights were removed?
It's removed because I was waiting on that sketch.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Do you have a print of, you know, where they use the, you guys use the satellite to do the picture of the fairgrounds?
Yeah, I can give you, I can print you out an image of the fairgrounds.
Okay. And then also, I called Straight Line last week for, you know, that did the retaining wall, that little patch there. And they have not gotten back to me. And I talked with Travis, and he's supposed to give me some numbers and stuff to, so we could get that retaining wall fixed because it's really starting to fall apart.
Yeah, I left a message with Kenny Lovato, asking him if there was something in those bid documents that made him hesitant to bid on it, because when I talked to him, I don't know, it was last year sometime, he had talked about maybe bidding on it. And I, you know, if there's something in that bid document that I need to remove or address, and before I send it back out again, I'd like to hear from him. Bob, have you heard anything as to why anybody didn't bid on that? Just too busy, maybe? I don't know.
No, most of them, the few that I've talked to do mostly just flat work, and they're really busy with house foundations and footers and stuff right now. Kenny's supposed to come in to pick up a couple permits. I've been waiting on him for about a week, but I'm going to ask him about it. And there's a new guy, Langston Concrete. I may try to get a hold of him. He just got licensed because he's doing a house up in Santa Fe Trail Ranches. I thought maybe I'll mention it to him. I think he's from over in Florence.
That name was from the contractor list from the city when I got that list from Kent Robinson. That Langston Concrete was okay. On there.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'll try and hear or maybe try and reach out to a couple more contractors and repeating myself. If I need to change something in those bid documents, I'll do that before I send it back out. But my only solution is to just keep advertising until we get somebody to bid on that retaining wall. I don't know what else to do. Okay. Unless anybody else has got any ideas.
You could probably call Kent Robinson and see if he knows anybody else.
Okay. I think he forwarded his entire concrete contractor list to Paula, and I think she sent it out to his entire list, if I'm
I did. Correct. There was the ones that didn't have an email contact. I sent a letter, a physical letter through the mail. But okay. Yes, he did give us his list.
All right. And then Christy, I think 9 o'clock we're supposed to meet with Judy Walden in yes. Chambers.
I'll be there.
Okay. With that, everybody, I'm going to close the meeting and thank you.